Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You're listening here of the Dr. Pat Show, as well as Transformation Talk Radio. We have a great show for you today. Benny.
Yes, ma'am.
How you be, Benny?
I be pretty good.
So I was a little bummed out the other day.
For which part? We had a couple little bummer deals already this week. It's been
not a little bummer deal, but the bummer deal that got me a little bit off, and we're going to talk about this today too with our fabulous, fabulous guest joining us. There's a story behind this too. One of the shows that I watch did like a spoiler about Game of Thrones. Like about my favorite, everybody's favorite character. As a matter of fact, this particular character, there have been more babies named after this character, they say, than pretty much any other TV character to come before. So they did some study. So they've named their children after this character. And then something happened to the character, and the guy on the TV was saying, oh my gosh, now you have this child that is named after this character that absolutely took a turn that you're not going to imagine. What do you do about that? And my thinking is, hello, folks. This is a name. Your child is not this TV character. And then I thought, but sometimes we identify with things like that, right, Benny?
Oh, yeah, totally. And there was also, you know, remember the food phase of names? Apple.
Oh.
You know, and all that.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's just a phase.
Yeah. I mean, imagine now you're 15 years old. And you're walking out and you introduce yourself as, because we did go through a phase of this. Hey, my name is Spaghetti Squash Bacilli.
Oh, what? No. Kids can be so cruel, though, too.
Oh, my God. With my last name? Yeah.
So what's the name from Game of Thrones? I'm curious.
I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to.
You're really not going to say anything. Okay.
I don't want to spoil it because they showed the clip of this character on this television show. And I thought, dude, what are you doing? I'm not watching Game of Thrones until the end. Then I'm going to watch the whole thing. So I don't think I'm alone with that. Some people, though, are watching it week by week by week. And I got to say, for those of you out there that watching Game of Thrones week by week by week, you get an A+ in the category of patience. You get that A+. I cannot do that. I couldn't even do that with Grace and Frankie, Benny.
Yikes.
Couldn't even do it. I know. It is a yanks. It's a yanks. It's a yanks and it's a yanks.
Well, here's some trivia for you. I have yet to see one episode of Game of Thrones.
Are you going to binge watch the entire
I haven't decided. Seasons? Yeah, I probably will. I'm actually catching up with Arrested Development right now. So everyone's like, really? Wow. That's like so old. I'm like, I know, but I just.
Yeah.
I'm a binge watcher guy.
Yeah. A friend of mine used an expression, says, oh my God, that's so yesterday. I said, okay, so I'm so yesterday too. But Game of Thrones, I'm waiting for the end. I did the same with Lucifer. It's like Netflix now picked up Lucifer and everybody's like, OMG. Now we have Lucifer, one of the most controversial shows on television, gazillion watchers, and was canned. I think by Fox, and Netflix picked it up. So what is our fascination then? What is our fascination then in this world of on the edge of energy, life force? Some people call it spirituality. Some people call it religious beliefs. Some people call it psychic phenomenon. But what is it about all of this, right? Whether you're watching that or you're on a journey that takes you to a place to look at your own development, you know, where you are. Why is it that we resonate with that which is so not, let's just call it, of this earth? And yet, every day of our lives, we look for ways to help ourselves. We look for, as my guest would say, Mandy Arwin, we look for golden nuggets. And when we find the golden nuggets, do we know how to hold on to them? Do we know how to say to ourselves, wait a minute, not only do I want these golden nuggets, but I am deserving of them. And here's what I love about my guest. There's a story behind Mandy. And Benny, you gotta love our listeners, because they come out of the box, and it doesn't matter when you think about when you listen to the show. I got a message yesterday from Susie. But we have folks that listen to this show. They're the best listener on the planet. But they don't just listen to listen. They listen so that they know how to express and become their true nature. Today, Mandy Arwin, psychic, intuitive, author, spiritual teacher, began studying spiritual growth when, Benny? 2003. Began giving angel readings when, Benny? 2007. Mandy and Archangel Michael are the authors of Golden Nuggets. It's a book that we're going to share with you and give away. But what is the essence of this book? Why is it so relevant today? It's about a guide to practical spirituality. You know, it is a guide so that every day of our lives, our focus, our soul's intent, what we do, how we do it, can be as easy as breathing. Today, you're going to meet someone that has been part of our show, part of the energy of what's been created for a really long time. And you're going to be able to catch Mandy teaching spiritual classes at East West Books May 26th and at Stargazers throughout the summer. Mandy, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. Hi, Benny.
Hello, hello.
So, Mandy, let's take a snapshot in time. You know, of course, we're going to talk about the book, and of course, we're going to talk about you. The question, though, that I love is I love to talk about where you were, where you began, and what was it that triggered in you where you said, I have got to do dot, 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 dot. And, you know, along that conversation and answering that question, there are challenges, there are obstacles to coming out. What were they? What did you have to overcome to bring you to this moment?
Well, that is a fascinating question. Sometime around 2003, I started going to the East West bookstore for, I would say, psychic readings. They had somebody there that would give psychic readings to the audience. And that fascinated me, so I started going. But I did not believe in God. So here I am getting readings in the audience, and she's talking about God. And I didn't put two and two together that God and intuition were the same thing for a while. And after a while, I started feeling a little bit better about God. And I was going through a separation from my husband at the time. And, oh gosh, she had convinced me through her speaking that God was good and God was wonderful and God was awesome and God was fun. And I was standing in the bathroom getting ready to get into the shower, and I was suffering greatly because of the emotional baggage of the separation. And I think I was probably burdening myself by complaining in my head to myself. And all of a sudden, I heard this soft, sweet voice say, "Why don't you pray?" And I was startled. I had never heard a voice before in my head, and I didn't know what it was. But my first reaction was, why would I pray? I don't believe in God. And I sat there for a moment, and I thought, you know, I'm about as rock bottom as you can be. Maybe it's worth a shot. but I was really grouchy about it. So in a very gruff tone, I said, okay, God, if you're there, help me. I need help. I can't take this anymore. And a miracle happened. My body was filled with the essence of peace. And I mean, not just emotional peace, but physical peace, because my body had been in pain because of all the emotions I was experiencing. So my body filled with peace, and I was given the notion that everything was going to work out fine. Everything was going to be okay. And so that was my first experience with God and with prayer at the same time. And I've been praying ever since, but with a much loving voice.
Mm. You know, how do things like that, and how has that changed you?
It changed my life completely. First of all, I took on God as my best friend, and I started talking to him constantly about everything in my life. And I started praying lovingly, and I started to recognize that there were guides and angels available to us too. So I went to some psychic readings and found out about who my guides were and what their names were, and I started talking to them incessantly. And then I listened to your show when Sue Storm was on, and I was fascinated by the concept of angels, which was new to me. And I called in and I got on the air, and she told me who my guardian angels were and what they were doing with me. And it just blew my mind. I couldn't believe how accurate everything she was saying was, and these angels. So I started talking to these angels completely all the time. And I confided to a friend, a new friend of mine, that all I wanted to do with my life from then on was to give people their guardian angels' names. That's all I could think about all day. And she said, well, let's do it. I said, I want to do that. I didn't say I can do that. And she said, I'm sure you can. I know that you can, and we're going to do it. So she planned a party for January 1st, and she had all of her friends come over who I had not met yet. And we went around the room, and I gave them all their guardian angels' names and the messages from them. Turns out I was able to do it. She was right. And from then on, I was an angel person. And I've been giving angel readings ever since. I don't stick with just the angels. I also deal with God. I also deal with the guides. I also deal with the soul.
So when we think about these things, it leads to a next step, then a next step, then a next step. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about the next step that empowered you, called to you to speak and write about golden nuggets. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride Unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Yeah, everybody, welcome back. Today, we're talking with Mandy Arwin about Golden Nuggets. This is a guide to practical spirituality. And, you know, part of this is really taking a look at what calls us to action in our lives and understanding that when we get tapped on the shoulder, what can we do? And as a result of the connection that Mandy has made, plus thanks to Archangel Michael, many, many things have come forward. And the first thing I think I want to talk about is, Mandy, with you is the idea that Archangel Michael has called forth something to, you know, for you to give birth to. I think it's powerful. I think Archangel Michael there have been movies made about Michael, but yet at the same time, people, I don't think, fully understand sort of the essence of the message. How did you partner with Archangel Michael to write Golden Nuggets? What was the message that you were meant to bring forward here?
Well, I started out with Michael because I had a desire to write. So I sat down to write all these ideas that were flooding into my mind and my heart about spiritual growth. And all of a sudden, I realized that I was writing a book. And I realized that Archangel Michael was standing behind me and was actually feeding me the concepts for the book. It is not a channeled book. It's a divinely inspired book, which means that he was giving me concepts and teaching me concepts. And then I wrote about it in my own words and used stories from my own life to illustrate. So we wrote chapter by chapter and finished the book. And then that was in 2006. I didn't publish it until this year. The message of Golden Nuggets is you can change your life for the better. You just have to change your approach. You can raise your aspirations. You can seek higher ground. And there are basic spiritual principles in there that are generally overlooked when talking about spiritual growth and spirituality. And I think it's so important that people understand these concepts because they will change your life. And if it changes your life, it will change the life of people around you.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to give two copies of the book away. The thing that I think, you know, is important is to really get a sense, Mandy, from your perspective, you know, the alignment of the book that you've written with the world we live in today. Let's give folks a sneak peek at a few of the things that you touch upon in the book. you know, a few of the golden nuggets. But the one that I want to jump to right away is one that I call upon a lot. I think it's one of the most important nuggets, as you would say, for us to live by. I think it's also simplistic in what it is and one of the most difficult things to do. And that is the power of a blessing. I want to ask you about this and how important, you know, is the power of a blessing as you talk about it right out of the gate in the book.
The power of a blessing is amazing. And what amazes me is that we don't know about it. It should be taught to little kids, but it's not generally taught. When you bless someone or you bless something, you receive a blessing yourself. It boomerangs back to you. It's the law of attraction. Like attracts like. So if I bless somebody, I'm going to be blessed myself. And that works with things and with people and with situations. And there's just been so much proof that it is effective. I had a client once who lived in Santa Fe, and she was telling me that she was having trouble with a coworker at her job, and the coworker was being very demanding and very unkind to her, and it was making this woman not want to go to work anymore. She was just miserable with her job, and she asked me what to do. And the first thing out of my mouth was, you need to start blessing her several times a day with all your heart in it. And that's an important distinction. You can't just bless somebody. You have to bless them with all your heart and send them love. So what I told her to say was, I bless her and bless her and bless her and send her my unconditional love. So we finished the reading, and several days later, she texted me and said, guess what? You'll never guess what happened. I've been blessing her ever since our reading, and she got transferred to another department.
Mm. What do you make of the power of this? Because I think that, you know, so often we don't understand the energy of who we are and what we put out in the world. And, you know, one of the things that I think that people find really easy to do, Mandy, is to really bless those that we get along with, you know, our friends, our family. But that's not what we're talking about. We're really talking about the power of blessing that has a neutrality in it, so to speak. You know, and what I mean by that is to bless, like you said, from the heart. You know, as we think about this and we think about the book, how does this and these nuggets, how did they work through their way through the broader work that you do, the readings that you do, the speaking that you do? You know, how have they guided you on that pathway?
Well, I use all of the concepts in the book all the time, all throughout the day, every day. It's not something that I just teach. It's not something that I just talk mm-hmm. about. Yeah. It's something that I'm actually doing. And I do teach it, of course, in classes and things like that, in readings. But the fact of the matter is, you have to do them for them to do anything for you.
Yeah. One of the things that we're going to talk about here today as well is we're going to be looking at what the golden nuggets are as your practical spiritual guide. You know, there is a sense about spirituality, Mandy, that I think we all kind of step into it, where we're thinking about spirituality or a spiritual journey as something that is so abstract. The nature of what you've done here is to bring it back to humanity, you know, to bring it back in a way that says, look, I'm a person, you're a person, and these are things in our person skin that we should be doing. You know, these are the things for us that when we look at it in the bigger things in life, we should be doing. I want to talk with you when we come back about this notion of these concepts, these nuggets, as taking spiritual concepts and bringing them into our earth skin to actually do. But before we do that, couple questions. How can people find out more about you? And we're going to give a copy of the book away when we come back. And also tell us about some of the upcoming classes you have.
Okay. Well, I do have a website, and the address is www.spiritualwellbeing.net. And there's all sorts of information on there about how I give readings and what you can expect from a half hour reading or an hour reading, and what my concepts are, and how I begin the reading and end the reading. And there's information on there about testimonials from my readings, from people who have had a reading, and there's reviews of my book on there, and there's prayers on there that you can use, and book recommendations, spiritual book recommendations, information about my podcasts. There's just all sorts of information on there. The classes that I'm teaching are classes that I developed myself. There's four of them right now, although I will be making and creating several more. One of them is called Prayer, Answered Prayer, and Manifestations. And that's one of the classes I will be teaching on May 26th at the East West Bookstore. Another class is Oracle Cards and Angel Cards, and that is another class I will be teaching on the 26th at the East West Bookstore. Then the other two, there's one called Practical Spirituality, which is based on my book Golden Nuggets, and the other one is Spirit Guides and Angels, Everything You Wanted to Know.
Awesome. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be giving a copy of the book away, and please feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819 for questions for Mandy. This is show is about empowering oneself. When we come back, we're going to talk about the golden nuggets in the book and get a sneak peek on how they work. But more importantly, one of them in particular is answer this question. Do you think you train people on how to treat us? Do we think we do that? When we come back, wait till you hear about this and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio. As Sarah Luz, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Luz, visit saraluz.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Am I supposed to go like that, Benny? Like,
If you want, you can rock it with Jill Scott.
Yeah, like, my table tennis coach does that, makes that sound, right? That's every time he hits a ball back to me, makes that sound like it's supposed to throw me off. And guess what it does? Hey, everybody, golden nuggets, your guide to practical spirituality, Mandy Arwin joining me here today. You know, we're going to talk about the concepts in the book for a minute because they're beautifully laid out. Of course they are. But before we do, Benny, let's go ahead and get a copy of the book away. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We'd like to give our first copy of the book away. Mandy, thank you for joining us here today. What I would love to do is have you take us on a sneak peek at what these practical tools are in the book. Now, I know we don't have time in this short time frame for a show to really dig deeply into them, but I want to get through some of them. Most importantly, when you wrote the book, what did you find was the most challenging, but perhaps the most powerful of the nuggets?
I didn't find any of them challenging. With Michael's help, everything was just flowing beautifully. But I will say that the chapter on compassion is really one that I honor, because it teaches something so basic and so important that is overlooked all the time. And that is that everyone is doing the best they can, given what they've assimilated so far and given what their model of the world is. And if everybody were compassionate with everyone else, I mean, it sounds like a cliche, right? But if everybody was compassionate with everyone else in the world, there would simply be no fighting. There would be no arguing. There would be no war. There would be no hurt feelings. It would be an entirely different world. And compassion is something that is taught. You teach it to people. And it's also something that it brings people together.
Mm-hmm.
Just, mm-hmm. It's so important. It should never be overlooked.
Mm-hmm. You know, part of this is really, first of all, in order to express compassion, we have to get in touch with our own sense of emotions. You know, it's hard to be compassionate if we're not compassionate with ourselves. I mean, there are some people that say, nah, that doesn't matter. You know, you can fully express compassion for another and not really demonstrate that for yourselves. But I think that, you know, part of what you're doing in this book is, even though there are references to others, how do we take this in and apply these nuggets to ourselves?
You just have to do them. So when a concept is presented, you have to figure out how to apply it to your life and use it every day, but to actually make sure that you understand the concept. It's really hard to be angry with somebody if you really, really know that everyone is doing the best they can given what they've assimilated so far. It's really hard to stay angry at somebody.
Yeah. One of the other things you cover in the book, and one of my favorite things to talk about, you know, having studied, you know, cognitive processes for about 11 years, are beliefs. I think beliefs are one of these things that we are now talking about, our beliefs slash mind/conscious, subconscious. We're talking about them now in ways that we haven't talked about them. For example, you know, one of our hosts, Claudette Rowley, did a book, published a book, best-selling book on cultural brilliance, working with organizations. And she comes right out and talks about the mind of the organization. And when you come forward and in such a bold way, that's bold. I don't know if you ever worked with organizations, but if you come out and you're talking to organizations in a best-selling book and you say, hey, have you looked at the mind in your organization? People probably look at you sideways, but mind and beliefs are now being looked at both from a neurological perspective, a spiritual perspective, and also a cognitive perspective. What is the relationship that you can see from yourself or Michael between the energy of the mind as we know it and spirituality?
Well, the spirituality is something that is taught, and your mind, it's just going 24/7. Your mind is always working, but is it thinking spiritually or is it thinking logically? Is it right brain or left brain?
And which is it?
Well, I tend to go with spirituality.
Mm-hmm. And so when we think about where we are in the essence of ourselves and what the message is, you know, there is this intersection then between our physical selves and our spiritual selves. You know, what do you think in today's world, what do you find the opportunities are in bringing the golden nuggets to the forefront? What are the opportunities for enabling people to show up fully empowered, given what's going on in the world?
Well, there's so much negativity out there, and there's so much stuff that we have to deal with in our own lives. And one of the things that we have to deal with in our lives is other people. And this book largely talks about dealing with other people and how to handle them. And I think you need to use these concepts in dealing with other people so that you can improve your own life, which will then improve the lives around you.
Okay, here we are now, and we are looking at achieving the most amazing life we can, right? We're talking about, you know, Archangel Michael, Mandy Yu, the concepts, the ideas in the book, the divine perspectives. And then we're also talking about how to help people, I think, as you say it, broaden their perspectives. Let's talk about why that's so essential, why broadening our perspectives are so essential, but also enable us to encourage and expand, you know, our spiritual sense in the world, you know, our practical spiritual sense in the world. Because I think one of the words that you use too is looking at both guidance and wisdom. And this is really the message that people want. How do I broaden my perspective so that I can truly achieve, acquire, or simply be the person I want to be in the world?
I think it goes back to God, and I think people would be very benefited by taking time to spend with God every day alone and with the angels and with the guides, and actually listening to what they have to say, because we all have the ability to listen to what they have to say, but do we actually sit down quietly mm-hmm. and light a candle, maybe put on some meditation music, put on some incense? I mean, that sounds like a lot of work, but actually it's quite a joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And listen to the guidance that they have to teach us. And if they recommend a book by making you think about, oh, I should get that book, or, oh, I should take that class, then do it. Mm-hmm. Take their advice. Follow your intuition. You have to follow your intuition to expand your horizons and to broaden your perspectives. It's something that you do on purpose. It's a choice.
Yeah. And you know, when we think about those choices, those choices either going to take us down the road of possibilities or not. You know, when we come back, we're going to talk with Mandy about what it is that you can do now. And, you know, part of the conversation is to really look at the nuggets here that Mandy and Archangel Michael picked. And the one that I want to talk about when we come back is this idea of choosing the right focus. You know, what does that mean when we say choose the right focus? We could say it in a lot of other ways. I mean, many people have. But what are you focusing on right now? Is what you're focusing on going to get you where you want to go? Or is it going to probably take you down a path that really you consider your worst nightmare? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with Mandy Irwin.
Music to soothe and heal. Get to know Dudley and Dean Evanson, two of the most popular musicians you've probably never heard of. Through their label, Soundings of the Planet, the Evansons have produced over 80 music albums and videos, and recently have published their first book, Quieting the Monkey Mind, How to Meditate with Music. Visit soundings.com to explore their music, videos, and blog. Listeners have written incredible testimonies about the relaxing and healing effects of their music. Find out more by visiting soundings.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Did you know that when working with the law of attraction, it's beneficial to share your longings with a supportive tribe who can assist in maintaining accountability and hold the creative space for your desires to manifest? I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream. Join me each month at the new and full moon to plant your seeds of abundance, consciously tend to your intentions throughout the lunar phases, then harvest the fruits of your co-creation with the universe in my Lunar Manifestations members-only forum. Your tribe is waiting for you at goldenotter.us.
Are you ready for unfiltered gratitude, unfiltered frequency, and unfiltered creation? Then don't miss Mike Murphy Unfiltered on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursday from 12 to 2 Pacific Time, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests discuss and demonstrate the principles and practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth and unfiltered frequency to uncover and let go of limiting beliefs and access your powerful intentions that resonate out into the universe with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. If for more information about me, go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Mandy, tell folks about how they can find out more about you, how they can contact you, get copies of the book, all of the above.
Okay. The book is being sold on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com and BalboaPress.com. So you can get the book in a number of ways. It's also being sold at the East West Bookstore in Seattle if you live locally. As far as contacting me, all of my information is on my website. So there'll be a phone number and an email. And that address again is www.spiritualwellbeing.net.
Awesome. Listen, before the break, I was talking about the Golden Nuggets, talking about the book. And one of the things I focused on is, and I think it's an important one, at least it's important for me, it's to really talk about you know, the golden nugget you call out in the book about focus. And I think for folks that this, I think this idea of focus is, first of all, it's completely, I think, misunderstood, number one. But number two, we have multiple views of what that means. Some people look at focus as a long-term energy initiative for a lifetime. Other people can talk about focusing long enough to hit a table tennis ball at 80 miles an hour. But in your book, you talk about choosing the right focus. Tell us about that, and how have you lived that yourself?
Well, it's really the law of attraction. So like attracts like. So if you're thinking and focusing on negative things like complaints and fussing and being critical and condescending, you are attracting that back into your life. It boomerangs, just like a blessing boomerangs back to you. And if you're focusing on positive things, love, compassion, doing well today, those are the things that you're going to attract into your life. So it's very important that you know that when you're thinking something, you're choosing to think that thing. So you have to make a choice for yourself. What kind of things do you want to bounce back to you? What kind of life do you want to have? What do you want to attract into your life?
And so how is that applied to you and what you've created?
Well, I have bad days just like everybody else.
Where yeah, boy.
I'm focused on the right thing. And it comes back to me and I say, okay, I did this to myself. I know I did it. I won't do it again. And then I do. But I generally keep a very positive outlook on everything. And when things don't go my way, I try to spin it so that it has a spiritual context and try to make it into something positive. And I do a lot of work around this. I do tons of affirmations. I do affirmative prayer. I make collages about the things I want to draw into my life. And I pray. I pray all the time. And it keeps me more positive, I think, than the average person, because I put so much effort and energy into it.
Mm.
But it is a choice, Dr. Pat.
Yeah, it is. But part of what this is it's a choice that leads to opportunities, that leads to us showing up in the world that we want. I mean, because that's actually where you started when you talked about this and your connection with Sue Storm, because you could have stopped the ball right there, right? That
right.
could have been like, oh, heard Sue Storm. Yeah, like, so what? But that's not what happened. You know, you had to make a conscious decision that put one foot in front of the other, one step in front of the other, one decision in front of the other, one point of focus in front of the other. Otherwise, you and I wouldn't be talking. And my question is, around this particular nugget, what have you been able to create? And what service are you now of in service of others? What is the body of work that you do to help others as a result of focus?
Well, the readings, of course. I do psychic intuitive readings, where I not only do psychic intuitive readings, but I also teach during the sessions. And that's something that I had to create from scratch. So that came from visualizations, and it came from prayer, and it also came from the prayer collages that I make. These classes that I've created, they didn't exist 5 months ago. They existed 3 months ago. That's when I started thinking about teaching classes and trying to create them, using positive affirmations and visualizations and all the techniques that I spoke about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way that I'm serving. And the podcasts are another way that I'm teaching and
yeah.
serving.
Yeah.
And that just came, it just flew into my head just one day, just an intuitive moment that I lucked out. And
yeah.
But it's all the work that has to be done in order to serve. You can't just walk. You have to think, you have to pray, you have to create, you have to use your inspiration, use your intuition. Every time you get an intuition, you have to follow it and follow through. You can't ignore your intuition.
Yeah, I love that. Listen, you know, for many people tuning in, you know, that wonder about how do I get from where I am to where I want to go? You know, what you've been able to do is outline these golden nuggets to help move things along. I want to thank you for today, Mandy. Again, how can people find out more about you? And what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
My personal message is that there is divine assistance available to each of us in the form of God and the angels and the guides, even Jesus and Mother Mary, who are on my team. And people would benefit greatly to spend quiet time with them to develop a relationship with them so that they can be benefited in the rest of their life. And it really pays off to develop a relationship with them rather than going about your day without that. It makes a huge difference, and it'll bring about serenity and peace as well.
Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for today. Would you want to give out your website again?
Sure. That's www.spiritualwellbeing.net. And thank you, Dr. Pat.
Well, thank you. I want to thank Benny for pushing all the right buttons. I want to thank our listeners for tuning us in and turning us on. And one of the things I want to say to everybody, you're going to hear a lot more. We are going to be launching our crowdfunding campaign, Take Back Talk Radio, in about 4 weeks, and lots more to follow on that. You know, the reason for us to launch it now is we are really seeing the landscape of this type of radio, independent radio, becoming highly prohibitive for people. I know for us, we pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars every month to buy this airtime, and those rates are not going down anytime soon. So we're going to be asking all of you to help all of us help our host and others like us stay plugged in so we can continue to bring you the best of the best we know how to do. Again, we're going to be telling you lots about that. Please, if you have not signed up for our newsletter, please go ahead and do that at the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. And we're going to be asking all of you, what do you want from us in a fabulous new, people call it AI, telephone app for radio. Thank you, everybody, for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.